Prime Minister Tuilaepe Salele, you opened the Pacific Climate Conference last week with a very strong statement, calls to action, talking about the threat, existential threat to Pacific Islands from climate change. But they're all messages we've heard before. Are you tired of again having to say the same kinds of things over and over and still see very little action by some of the biggest emitters of greenhouse gases around the world?
Well, as leaders, one of the leaders pressing for action on all the signatories to the Paris Agreement, we have a duty never to be tired, and we also have a duty never to give up, because this is a catastrophe that is facing not just the Pacific Island countries who are in the forefront of the fight against climate change, but it is a problem, a major problem facing the whole world. And we do not need much convincing, because we are seeing it every day, in every part of the world. And it's all to do with the warming of the atmosphere. It is especially disastrous because of the resulting rise in sea level as a result of the warming of the polar ice. And when that takes place, then many of our Pacific countries will be gone under the water.
In fact, there was research, new research released this last week, revealing that basically more dire predictions that even if countries around the world commit to that reduction of 1.5 degrees Celsius on pre-industrial levels, even if they manage to be committing to that, we're still going to see sea level rising continuing up until the year 2300. Are you aware of that new research, and how much more does that indicate to you that urgent action is required?
It is very urgent, but whether the forecasts show the seriousness of the situation, we still have to make the move to save the planet Earth. And it is comfortable also to note that the management of financial institutions have recognized the urgency of the problem in the sense of providing finance, as well as the current move by the nation to create those climate funds to assist with every effort. In other words, the fact that the forecasts seem to show that the actions taken are too slow, too late, it should not discourage us from continuing with the actions and hope for the best.
You mentioned their financing, and that was one of the things that you mentioned in your opening address. You talked about the need for timely and simplified access to international climate change and disaster finance, really to help small island nations like Samoa adapt to climate change. Was that an indirect swipe at the Green Climate Fund, which has been set up to help provide finance for countries like Samoa? It's been raised almost as an issue a year ago that there were delays with funds that had been promised but not being dispersed. Is that something that you're still facing as an issue in Samoa?
It is a major issue. For small island countries, the problems are multiplied because of other associated problem of capacity. We may have the funds, but of course the technology, the knowledge and the capability of the small islands need to match the availability of the funds, which means that we also need assistance in those areas. That is where partnership is so necessary, effective partnership arrangements with countries and with those companies with the required know-how to ensure that we put in place the necessary actions in relation to our adaptation and mitigation effort.
There have been 3 days, or nearly 4 days, of talks at this Pacific Climate Change Conference. How would you rate or describe the conference? Is it just another talk fest where the conversations go around in circles, or do you believe that actually tangible developments have been made?
Well, the importance of these conferences, particularly at the university level, is that it is one more effort at awareness, at education. We still need a lot of education, a lot of awareness, not only for the leaders, but also for the public in general. And the importance of these conferences is to bring to mind, to remind the whole world, the actions remind the governments the actions they are supposed to carry out in accordance with the promises made at the Paris conference.